This is the Jeff and Jen Show.
What? The Florida? Because the Sunshine State, God bless them, they just don't have the brightest criminals.
These are your people, Jen. It's where your roots are.
This is my roots.
This is where you grew up and where you were. Your form, the way you are today, comes from these people right here.
I am so proud of my people. Proud to bring you these stories each week. Okay, when you think of Florida, you picture beautiful beaches and beautiful women on those beaches, right? Well, you would be right sometimes, just not this time. Let's head to St. Petersburg, my hometown, where police officers stopped to talk to a woman who was reportedly topless in a public park.
Hey, girl.
Now, you know, it is hot in Hades down in Florida, so the cops aren't too shocked that she's taken off her clothing, and they might have just been a little bit curious to see what they would find, if you know what I mean.
That brave woman, because you do not want the no-see-em bites on the nips, you know what I'm saying?
The sunburn, right? Well, it turns out police officers were a little caught off guard when they learned that they had been called to investigate an 81-year-old topless woman.
Get it, girl. Granny.
Named Mary Ellen. She was sitting on a bench, topless, drinking wine from a box.
Life goals.
Shout out to the Pink Franzi of fans. Oh, yeah, Mary Ellen is one herself. Now, when the officers approached her, Mary Ellen sprayed them with her wine and then was arrested for disorderly conduct. What the Florida, Granny?
You got Franzied.
Oh, whoa. The picture of her is terrifying.
You got to go check out her mugshot.
She looks like she's coming from a straight up Franzia scary movie.
All right. When the headline starts with a Florida man, you can go ahead and forward that straight to my inbox through star941atlanta.com. Just like this story that arrived from Sam Parker on Twitter. Thank you so much, Sam. From Miami. A Florida man, .. has been arrested after he allegedly climbed a traffic light on a busy intersection and began on the cars below him. Yes, Roy Stern was arrested by Miami police after numerous calls about him hanging from a traffic light and on the cars below him.
Can you clarify what's under the beep?
Number two. Police and the fire department had to bring Roy down via a ladder, and according to the authorities, he was high on crystal meth and marijuana. What the Florida, Florida man.
A ladder and an umbrella.
Ooh, that picture.
And finally.
Oh, he does not have good fiber in his diet. That right there is going to require some wipers.
Finally, we will end this week with a warning. Have you ever argued with a friend on Facebook over politics? You know, it starts off snarky with a few jabs, and then before you know it, you've written a novel in that tiny comment section just to prove to your friend what an idiot they are.
Sure.
I know you hear me. Well, imagine that same scenario in the thick heat and humidity down in Tampa, Florida. Yep, that's where Brian and Alex got into a Facebook fight over politics. Now, it's not clear exactly what they were fighting about or even what side each one of them are on. But Brian was so enraged that he drove to Alex's house. Brian pulled up in the driveway and was honking his horn so loud. Alex, who was still on the computer screen at the time.
You think he wrote on his Facebook wall, "Go outside! I'm out here honking!"
Alex put on his jean shorts and went outside. He had a pair of jorts. That's amazing. That might have been my...
All right. I put a little sprinkle on that.
Yeah, a little creative influence there. All right. Alex sprinted at Brian, but that's when Brian shot him once in the thigh and once in the butt.
What?
Yeah, his injuries are non-life-threatening, and Brian later turned himself in to face charges of aggravated battery. What's the lesson here, ladies and gentlemen? Only like, do not hit up the Facebook comments when your friend is from Florida, crazy, has a gun, and knows where you live. The end. What the Florida? Wasted away again in Margarita. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Searching for my lost shaker song. If you ever come across a crazy story out of my home state of Florida, definitely pass it along to me. My name is Jen Hobby, and you can find me at star941atlanta.com. Let's admit it, boys. Yeah.
Thanks for making the switch to the Jeff and Jen Show on Star 94.1.